During this time, the colonists in Massachusetts became aware of British troop action meant to set up positions on the hills surrounding Boston, effectively cutting off the city. So, with little time to prepare, and with its commander still involved in the activities of the Congress, the newly formed Continental Army began constructing its own fortifications on Breed Hill. The original battle plan had called for the use of nearby Bunker Hill, but the Army, under Colonel William Prescott, settled on the closer hill. The ensuing action would be forever known as the Battle of Bunker Hill. On June 17, 1775, Major General William Howe led British troops from their landing on the Charlestown Peninsula toward the waiting colonials on Breed's Hill. Colonel Prescott is famously supposed to have ordered his men not to fire on the approaching British soldiers until they could see the whites of their eyes. This command may have been a strategy to conserve ammunition, but it may also have been a reflection of the inaccuracy of many of the militia's weapons. The initial British attack was repulsed by the punishing fire from the colonial guns. However, they quickly recovered and struck again. The outnumbered colonial militiamen were forced to retreat, and the British won the day in spite of the large numbers of casualties the Americans had been able to inflict.